Oh, shit. Ooh. He doesn't miss. Dude, horse the car does not miss.
Go.
Oh, what a beautiful voice.
I mean, we don't know if it is or not. It's a lot of engineering going on there.
Dude,
he's like Indian Sean Kingston, dude.
He is. You nailed it.
They'll make you suicidal.
That's insane.
Dude, he is tech support motherfucking Sean Kingston, dude. That's so awesome, dude. Holy hell. Beepu Bapu is the name of the song? Bebe Bapu? Dude, shut up. No, it's not.
Bebe Bapu.
Wait, what's the name of the song? Bebe Bapu, Vagish, or Half Combo, dude? What is the name of the song? God damn, other languages are so confusing, dude. Let's see what the most viewed plays where people are replaying it. He might go off, dude, because it's not the song that I meant to click. I'm going to put on the one that I want you guys to hear. But
yes.
It's the boy. He's just walking through. Dude, is this what India looks like? He managed to find the one nice part of India. Where is he at, dude?
He did.
What is going on? I've only ever seen India in context of being flooded, dude. Like, there's too many people. They're all in the streets. Just, it's chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's most of India.
Right? Oh, the flute? You know that's his mom playing the flute, dude. That's Mama Lakari on the fucking flute.
Ooh. ਇੱਕ ਚੀਜ਼ ਮੰਗੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਦੋ ਸੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਹਰੇ ਕਰੀਜ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੂੰ ਸੀ ਪਗਾਈ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਸੁੱਖ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਲਕੋਏ ਉਹਨੇ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦੁੱਖ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਰੁਪਏ ਪੰਜ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਲੇਜ ਵਿਦੇਸ਼ੋਂ ਕਾਲੀ ਤੁਕਾ ਤੋਂ ਗਿਆ ਪਰਦੇਸ
ਓਹ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਰਟ ਇਜ਼ ਫਾਇਰ ਥੋ ਲਿਟਰਲੀ ਡੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਵਾਈਟ ਫਲੇਮ ਸ਼ਰਟ ਡੂ ਕਮ ਔਨ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਗਾਈ ਫੀਰੀ ਡੂਡ Who is this kid, dude? Yeah, man.
211K subscribers?
Dude, he goes hard, bro. Are you doubting my man right now, dude?
No, I'm this saying that's... Song. I was imagining like 10K or something, dude.
Here we go, dude.
I never pressed him. Whoa, hey, look, harsh.
Yeah.
Get him. ਮਿਹਨਤ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਿਰ ਨਾ ਚੜਾ ਸਭ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ ਲੜਾਂ ਦਵਾਂ ਖੋਤੇ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਨਾ ਸੁਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਲਾਇਆ ਬਥੇਰਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਨਾ ਲੋੜ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਖੋਤੇ ਆ ਮਾਣ ਕਦੇ ਕਰਦਾ ਨਾ ਛੋੜ ਤੂੰ ਮਰ ਗਿਆ ਬਥੇਰਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਗੀਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾ ਥੋੜ ਰਾਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਰੋਣ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਲਵਾਂ ਮੋੜ 16 ਦੀ ਉਮਰ ਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਪਾਇਆ ਪਿਆਕਾ ਮੌਤ ਦਾ ਨੀ ਡਰ ਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਛਾਇਆ ਪਿਆ ਨਾ ਛੋੜ ਮੈਂ ਡੋਨ
ਓ ਨਾਟ ਦੈਟ ਕਿਡ ਆਲ ਰਾਈਟ ਦੈਟ ਯਾ ਡੂਡ ਦ ਇੰਡੀਅਨ ਕਿਡ ਗੋਸ ਹੈਮ ਡੂਡ ਹੀ ਗੋਸ ਵੇ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਇਟਸ I was thinking, though, we don't know what he's saying. That sad song could be all about how they don't have porn in their country, man. He's just singing. Like, yeah. Imagine being a 17-year-old kid that's, like, just full of emotions like that, putting out a song, and he might just be filled with load, dude, and that's what it is. He just needs to get it out, man.
They are horny people, dude. Make sense.
Dude, all they do is message chicks all day long, like, please show me your bobs, dude. Just show me bobs, please. Like, that's it. I honestly thought about, like, because I was thinking about when we did, was that last episode I was talking about horny stuff, like horny moves and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking the only true way to figure it out is we got to crack one of them fuckers open, dude, and dissect them like a biology frog and see why they're so horny, dude, and get to the bottom of it. They are the horniest bros. An average Indian man, dude. We could pick any one of them, man. They're all horny as hell, I'm pretty sure.
They are.
Ernie, can you look up rape statistics in India? I've never looked this up, dude. It might be crazy. I don't know if they even keep track, dude. That might just be fair play to them, dude. Welcome to Spaceboard, dude. Hope everyone enjoyed that 3 minutes of Indian kid that I just introduced you to. Harsh Lakari, dude. Check him out. He's fucking killing. That's what I'm into nowadays.
What do you know, bro? How do you always know these things?
Well, I started to clock the numbers in my head where I was like, they're horny as hell. They don't respect women in their country. Rape numbers got to be crazy.
That's insane. Apparently,
is it the number one rape country in the world?
It says, why is India considered the rape capital of the world?
Let's go. I mean, it's got to be partly because there's so many. Like, if we're doing it by how many rapes there are, there's a lot of people there. So we got to give them that. You know, like, they have, what, 3 billion people in India?
Something like that, dude. The first thing I'm seeing here is about 60% of married women face domestic violence by their husband.
The numbers are higher than that, I'd say. That's 60% that are willing to say it, dude.
That are willing to say it.
Yeah. Other 40%, dude, I would have to say 15% of them are, like, closeted.
Well,
like,
here we go. It says, in India, it says marital rape, rape by husband, thank you, is not a crime.
Wow.
So, there you have it.
That's
86 rapes daily.
86 rapes daily? That doesn't sound that bad out of 3 billion people, dude.
Yeah, you would think, bro, but...
That's reported, though. That's 86 reported rapes a day. What's America clocking? What's our average?
Let's see.
I feel like our average got to be 86 a day. Those numbers seem low, bro.
Those definitely are not right. But you got to think, they might be right, because, like, with everybody being so close and fucking, like, squeezed together, you can't really get away with that much.
You'd be surprised, dude. I once got a blowjob in the back of a car, the back of a Dodge Neon, while a girl's mom and grandma were in the front seats.
That's insane.
I was sandy, too. We were coming back from a beach, dude. I was sandy.
You were salty down there, then.
Bitch loved it, dude. She was a voracious whore.
Okay.
Ended up having a half black child, dude. Only went black after me, dude. Isn't that crazy? I was her first boyfriend, and it was only black dudes after me. I mean, one white guy, but he's kind of like a scummy white kid too. Like, so I mean,
you're not a scummy white kid, dude.
She went scummy white kids. She went two white trashers, and then went right to the blacks, dude. She went running.
That's a natural transition. I feel like
she had a baby with a half black gay kid. Like, he's gay. Like,
oh,
I saw
yes.
him, like making out with a dude. I was shocked. I saw him making out with a dude in an after nightclub the one night. And fucking my buddy Zach was like, you met Zach. Zach was like, no, that dude's here all the time macking on dudes. Like, I was like, yeah, really? And I asked the girl, Sarah, who has the baby. She was like, yeah, you know, he just gets with dudes. I'm like, yo, your life is weird. like, fucking what's going on? Every chick is just strange as hell, dude. But go ahead, man.
Yeah, so for USA, we got every 98 seconds, someone in the U.S. is sexually assaulted.
So that's more than 80 a day?
Yeah, that's definitely more than 80.
That's a minute and a half. Every minute and a half, someone's getting raped, dude.
Yeah, and how many minutes are in a day?
5,000, I think. It's either 5,000 something or 75, but 5's in my head for some reason. I don't know.
And it's in a day. 1,440.
I was so wrong, dude.
Yeah.
I said 5,000. It's like 5. Definitely 5 somewhere in there. Well, if you add them up, though, 1 and 4, it's 5. So, yeah, I'm technically still right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll find a way to be right, dude. It's my biggest thing. But, yeah, man, fucking. You said I know, dude. Fuck you. No, I always say I'll admit when I'm wrong, dude. You don't know anyone that admits when they're wrong as much as me. Fuck you, dude. Think about that.
I'll challenge you to that.
No bullshit, dude. You wouldn't admit you were wrong today when you were like, oh, this will definitely work. This fucking video, or Ernie sent me a video put on TikTok. They wouldn't let it up. And then he sent me another version, was like, dude, this one's definitely going up. and he sent me like paragraphs beforehand explaining why it's gonna go up, like a whole thesis on it. Nope, immediately wasn't allowed up, dude. Here's the thing that I wanted you to admit I was right. Not that you were wrong, because I said it's per account basis, guys, which I'm about to be proven right here in a second when I explain to you that it is per account basis on TikTok. The rules, that is what I'm saying. The rules are not even for everyone, because I try to post that video on our Spaceblood account, won't allow it up. I go and I post on my personal account, which I never post on. Completely fine. It's up there.
Bro, that's one thing. You can post it again and you'll see.
Is that not proof that not everyone gets equal treatment though?
Oh no, it's literally, it's so fucked. That's why we talked about
it.
It's so randomly fucked that it seems like it has a pattern, but it's literally just
rational person that's listening just heard me explain something and they're like, no, that does prove your point, dude. You literally had two different things happen on two different accounts, so that proves the point that not all accounts are treated the same. And Ernie just said that he's willing to admit when he's wrong, but still won't do it. Who is this guy?
Because
who is this guy?
God damn it. I would admit it if I hadn't gone through it. That's the thing.
Okay. So you're saying your personal experience is that all accounts are treated the same?
Yeah, but the thing is, the same does not mean that they have a specific rule. It's just completely fucking random.
So you're saying it's like old Jim Crow laws where we're separate but equal type of shit.
Yes.
Black people thing.
Exactly. Separate but equal.
That's the way you like it. You love segregation, don't you, you fucking wetback?
We kind of do. I mean, well, no, we don't, dude. Everybody's invited to the carne asada. Fuck that shit.
Dude. Too long of a word to say carne asada. And that's also, not... my entire life I've thought carne asada was just a cheese dish. Is that not what it is?
No, not okay. Even close. Carne asada is like a grill out, a barbecue.
See, it's not something you can order, because like I feel like I could go to a Mexican restaurant and be like, can I order a carne asada? And they'd be like, what? You want to have a party in our place?
Order that too, because it's literally just a grilled meat. That's what it's, that's the words literally. It's like grilled meat.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
All right.
Where are we call our barbecues.
What was I saying before you got me off on a tangent proving you wrong, dude?
Sorry.
Which I did. I did a great job of doing, by the way. Fucking.
So we could start a whole trial, a test trial.
Okay, you're gonna lose, but go ahead, dude. Fucking so we're talking about rape, of course. God damn it, I suck. And that's the whole thing, is I'm not relatable at all, dude. Ernie tries to give me this long speech about, no, you're relatable, dude. I immediately start the show off with 3 minutes of Indian kid fucking, and then I jump right into rape, dude. Come on, dude, what's relatable about any of this, dude? Who listens to this shit, dude? This
there's
is fucking
people,
crazy.
There's that's a what, the way that we transitioned into that was actually very logical and very sane. All right.
Yeah, but the subject matter kind of isn't. You know, the subject matter isn't exactly fucking dinner conversation. You understand?
That's a lot of dinner conversation. You don't
want. Normally,
you got to
get lubed. Normally, you got to get lubed up before you head right into rape. Is what I'm saying, dude. Well, not for rape. If we're talking about literal rape, there is typically no lubing. Well, they say some girls actually have an orgasm. You know, yeah. How mad would you be at your girl if she got raped and had an orgasm while she's getting raped, dude? You'd be so mad at her, dude.
No, dude, that's not, I don't even want to think about
that. Oh, you'd be so mad, dude. You could never look at her again, dude. Because what if she told, why would she tell you is all I'd say first? She'd be like, well, how do you, like, yeah, I actually had an orgasm.
It would slip through. You'd be like, oh my God, are you okay? It's like,
well, when she starts asking you to wear a mask and gloves to bed. Yeah, dude, fucking, it's gonna come up, dude.
Holy shit.
Telling you, dude.
Oh, damn.
Like, I'm not gonna say which girlfriend, dude, but if you guys are listening to the show, you can probably dial in. But one of my ex-girlfriends had to constantly insist to me that she was not raped, because like I'd be like, dude, like you just have these like the kinks that she enjoyed were like all that of a person who's been raped, dude.
Yeah,
it's wild, bro. Like it's, and I'm not into that. I'm a very gentle lover, dude. Like, I mean, I could be rough or whatever, dude, but like that's not me, you know.
Yeah,
I'm never down to punch a chick. That's crazy, dude. Like,
that's what she wanted.
Oh yeah, all that stuff, and she wanted it laid in too, dude. In wrestling terms, she wanted it fucking tucked in. She wanted me to really lay that fucker in, dude.
Not pulling back.
A live round, dude. She wanted a fucking live round of the chops, dude, which is crazy.
Fuck.
Like that's what I'm trying to say. And she like, nah, I was never raped. Just fucking okay. Also, habitual liar though. So she might. Every chick I've dated pretty much is just a liar too.
Mm-hmm.
Most humans are just liars, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're going on a path, dude. I wanted to stick to the relatability thing, dude, because I started thinking, I was like, well, I'm not relatable, but it's so goddamn easy to fake that you are. I mean, it's not easy for me. It makes me actually like sick. Like it makes me nauseous, but we're going to do it for the show, dude. Where we're going to fucking. I'll be good doing this. This is going to be fun. But I picked off my mind real quickly. Like, I was like, what's relatable? And I was like, well, pizza's relatable. I was like, but even more relatable, underrated snacks, dude. Uh-huh. Like, well, first of all, let's do pizza, Ernie. Everyone loves hearing people talk about pizza, dude. Isn't that so fucking interesting, everyone? Let's do this. Ernie, what's your favorite fucking pizza toppings, dude?
Everybody has an opinion on pizza, dude. My favorite pizza toppings are good old pepperoni and... Dude, honestly, I'm a plain, like, pepperoni, just plain pepperoni, and that's it. I'll take the whole pie.
Oh, wow, that really leaves me a whole bunch of fucking conversation to derive out of that.
Well,
Ernie
wait.
Likes pepperoni, guys. Thanks, Ernie.
Wait. I'm not...
Really
I'm
fucking sandbagging this bit right out the fucking launch, dude. What the hell, bro?
The problem is your co-host is the least interesting person ever. All right, my other go-to though is Philly cheesesteak or buffalo chicken.
Okay, because we get to the snacks portion and you say vanilla ice cream is your most underrated snack, dude, I'm gonna freak the fuck out, Ernie. I'm gonna spaz.
No,
okay?
I get good ones for that.
So you better have something for that, dude. And they better reflect your heritage as well, dude. They better be a little Mexican. Okay, fucking god damn it, dude. This man hit me with pepperoni pizza, but no, I feel that, dude. I mean, some people are wacky. I knew this kid's mom who was hot. He had a hot mom growing up, dude. My one buddy Zacho, and his hot mom would get pineapple and fucking ham, which is.
Yeah, the age old debate, dude. Pineapple should not go on it.
It's the only time I ever ate it is his mom gave me a bite of it, and I stared him in the eyes while his mom gave me a bite of it, dude, just to be hilarious, because it was always, like, our whole lives were just like, your mom's hot, dude. Like, we just always gave it to him, dude. And because what was her nickname, dude? She had this, like, bad kitty. She had, like, a fucking, like, customized lighter and shit, like, in a customized, like, jacket that said bad kitty, dude. Like, it was, like, her brand, bro.
Yeah, dude, bad she was kitty. A porn star behind the scenes. Oh.
She was a bartender and she ended up getting a glass thrown at her face while she was working by a customer, dude. And then they're all mobbed up. So she ended up getting a job. She just holds one of those like stop signs now at those work sites, you know, on the road. Like,
what?
And she turned it from her, like from go.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Say, yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking
let the kids cross the street.
I mean, dude, like my buddy, his dad, I met him once. I've known the kid for years. I met his dad once because his dad was in prison in your state. He's from New Jersey. He's in prison in New Jersey he got out. And that's the thing, is he got out and came and visited them. Well, we come find out that he broke his parole by doing that, to come and visit them in PA, and immediately went back in.
Damn.
Like, he immediately, so, yeah, that's a wacky life. Some of the first porns I saw was in that kid's basement. Sorry, guys, I'm going off on a tangent. Some of the first, like, not first porns, but first box porn, like people having it in a box, like, you know, like, his uncle used to live in their garage, and he left all his porns behind when he moved to Florida, okay. And the one was Poke a Hot Ass.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck, sorry guys. I'm not even being relatable. I'm just having ADD, dude. We're supposed to be being relatable. I'm talking about Poke a Hot Ass.
That's
dude.
Relatable, dude. You know how many
porn,
from your era
is
probably yeah, and how many I never had that experience, and that's always in the movies, dude. You had that experience where you were rifling through the fucking boxes of porn or whatever.
Right, dude, I'm not that much older than you, but it is that age gap where you didn't you had all your porn on the computer. Yep.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, you missed out on some true Americana, bro.
You're like that kid that opens up the magazine and it flips over and it's the full page, like the fucking swimsuit model. And
dude, you'd get a new friend in your group and like you just go over to his parents' house and wait for their parents to be gone and be like, we're rifling through your dad's shit looking for porn, dude. We're going to find it, dude. And then it goes, dude, one time my buddy Baby Ruth's parents, we found a big yellow dildo his mom had, dude. Just comically large, too. Like, I'm trying to think of maybe as one of them things where, like, you imagine things bigger when you're a little kid, you know, where everything's bigger when you're a little kid. Maybe this dildo wasn't that big, but I'm picturing a big floppy fucking 10-incher, dude, 12-incher almost, dude.
Shit.
And it was yellow. I remember it being yellow because that was, like, weird and jarring.
Yeah.
Fucking. And I could tell it wasn't the first time that he had found it either because he didn't react the way you should react. All of us were like black kids just found, like, we're black kids in a rap battle, dude. All my boys, dude, we're all, oh, fucking man. He's just standing there like, yeah, no, that's mom's toy. Yeah.
Flopping around.
Flopping around, smacking himself in the face. Oh, fucking no. My favorite pizza, though, guys. My favorite pizza would have to be, we're going to go chicken and bacon on that motherfucker, dude, I think. Chicken and sausage or chicken and bacon on a thin crust. Ooh, you like Domino's, yes. Ernie. You always talking about Domino's?
Yeah.
Please get a thin crust chicken and bacon, dude, or a chicken and sausage, and you're going to be like, damn, Willie's on to something.
Their chicken
is surprisingly good, dude. They have surprisingly good chicken there. Yeah,
they do. That's what I get. That's where I get the, what did I say? The fucking buffalo chicken? Yeah, chicken.
I've got that. The Domino's buffalo chicken's good.
Yeah, buffalo chicken.
God, time flies when you're being relatable. We're 20 minutes in, dude. Holy fuck, dude.
Look at that.
I've been relatable for, what, three of it? That's good.
Yeah.
That's progress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you going to make more clips, Ernie? If I'm more relatable, will you make more clips?
Oh, absolutely. I'll target you to the nice family-friendly podcast and see where we go from there. We'll bait them, dude. We're going to get them with the fucking nice relatable clips, and then the next they see they're going to be fucking porn right in their face.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's the thing, dude. I don't even want to get into it.
I was kidding, everybody. Bro. We're not gonna
I know we're not gonna do that, but I just hate everybody. Fucking underrated snacks, Ernie. Let's be relatable. What do you like about snacks, bro? What's your fucking snacks, Ernie? I gave Ernie all day to think about this, dude, so you better have something good for me, bro.
I'm a snack connoisseur, dude.
This is my snack right there. This is Willie's elixir, everybody. I'm gonna introduce Willie's elixir to you. This is that mud. Willie's gonna drink it.
I'm scared.
It's not, bro. It's mainly Kratom. We're good, dude. We're getting relaxed, dude. We're feeling real sad, dude. My body and my brain are shutting down, guys. And just we're being relatable. That's not really being sad's relatable, but not in like the fashion that I'm sad. I'm last level sad. Yeah, dude. I'm Linkin Park sad. Okay, let's
that's funny.
Sorry, I never gave myself to laugh like that. That's funny, dude. Fuck you guys if you didn't think that's funny. You all suck dick anyways, fucking faggots. Go ahead, Ernie. Fucking tell me what you like about snacks.
Snacks,
dude.
What a show, bro. Yeah, dude. My favorite, I don't know if you know him, fucking Andy's. I think it's Andy's. Andy's what?
You talking about the little green mints, motherfucker? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Andy's Hot Fries. I think it's Andy's.
Andy Cap's Hot Fries, you motherfucker. I love Andy you, Cap's dude. Hot That's fries. On my list, Ernie.
Yes.
It's one of the three on my list. Andy Cap's Hot Fries. I've told you about it before. No, I'm not. I'm less excited now. I know I've told you about Andy Cap.
I don't think so, Cap. Dude. I don't remember.
I rip caps all the time, dude. That's like my main snack is caps.
I'll bounce between the hot and the cheddar fries. They're both
amazing.
We
can't be friends. Them cheddar fries are dog shit. You gotta stay away from those.
Well, you wanted
the hot fries aren't even that hot, bro. They're not even that
hot.
They're not. Because Cheetos thing, they're good. Cheetos thing's good, but they make my forehead sweat, dude. Like Cheetos version of them, I stay away from them. Yep. I don't even think those other things taste good. And I gave them a God's honest shot, dude. Those Takis, I gave them a true shot, bro. Where
Takis
I really.
Are amazing.
They're not. I don't like them. I don't know what to say. Maybe the different flavor. I see there's blue ones. Maybe I'll like the blue ones, but the regular ones, I ate about 12 of them because I know that like things like that will grow on you. And I tried to make it grow on me and I didn't like it. But I'm also not a big chip fan, dude. I like salt and vinegar chips.
Salt and vinegar chips. Yeah, I don't know.
Are the best. They're top notch.
That should stay underrated. That should just save it.
You're crazy, dude. A salt and vinegar muncho, dude. If you ever come across those in the wild, dude, come on.
Muncho.
I don't even know if they exist.
Munchos chips.
You're going to want to go for a regular, dude. Salt and vinegar munchos exist. Am I making this dream up?
I've seen
munchos
these before.
Are good.
Yeah,
munchos are fire, dude. They're
munchos
just Cheetos chips, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else? Yeah. Fucking, I think they're popular. I'm not sure, but I never come across people that like them. Combos.
Combos are great. That was a big staple back in the day, dude. Combos were really popular in the 90s, man.
In the early 2000s,
they were really popular, dude. Like, they were, I mean, maybe they were just popular in my household. Now I'm looking back on it. I don't know, but fucking, they were, get them pepperoni one, the pizza ones,
yes,
I mean, dude.
Pizza ones, yes.
Pizza.
That's the one. That is the one, my friend.
Swedish, dude, because they had them up the road at this little, when I lived in a different town, they had this little store I could walk to when I was just a little kid. And fucking, they had bags of Swedish fish and combos, dude. And I'd go in there and, king for a day, dude.
Hell yeah. King for
a day, bro. Fucking, this is so goddamn relatable. People love this shit so much, dude.
It doesn't
have to be all rape, dude. You know, it doesn't have to be all about the rape, dude. I mean,
no.
I know that's all. Yeah.
But it is interesting every once in a while.
Yeah, man. This is good stuff, dude. How you feel about mint chocolate chip ice cream, Ernie? That's relatable, right?
Nah, that's not relatable.
Fuck you, dude. I swear to God, I'll stab you and bury you in a shallow grave, you fuck.
What does that mean,
Sorry.
A shallow grave?
Shallow grave means you don't really have enough time to dig 6 feet down. You just kind of threw them in the dirt and put a little bit of...
It's like
exactly what it sounds
me.
Like. There's no deception behind it. It's just a shallow grave, dude. Shallow grave. Not a metaphor. It's just exactly what, like a shallow pool. It means there's not a lot of water in it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, well, that's not your best insult, but I'll take it.
What do you mean, dude? I'll fucking put you in a shallow grave. It's not mine. I didn't invent the fucking terminology, you prick. I thought it was pretty good. Fuck
no,
you,
I,
dude.
I know. The terminology, I know it's not yours.
Who is this guy trying to tear me down, dude? Fucking, you trying to tear me down after I said I'd stab you, dude, and put you in a shallow grave, dude? At least I'm putting you in a grave. I could have left you on the side of the road and let the city take care of you, dude.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm looking for. I was looking for some more evil.
I think the city might give you proper burial, though. I'd give you a pretty cool burial, I think, though, dude. I'd give you a Native American burial, dude. Just burn you on a stack of logs.
Yes, do that. Dude. Have my ashes spread into the forest.
That happened on X-Files last night when I was watching, and then the Native Americans started singing. Their singing's bullshit, dude. Native American singing is just... And they had that going on for fucking, dude, 2.5 minutes where I'm sitting there. And what it is like, they'll do that, but then a third guy will come in and be like, like, on different times. So it actually starts to sound cool when they have multiple people come in. But most of the time, it's just one guy screaming in pain. Dude, you guys want to hear it again? It's, yeah, that's, and I could do that because I'm part Cherokee, guys. Okay, that's okay. It's not offensive at all.
It does come out naturally.
It does come out naturally. I mean, I'm sure I could do a better one if I was really getting in touch with my heritage, dude. You know, like, I probably muster up something better, but that's it. You get the idea, man. It's God, just that and bagpipes. That'd be the worst wedding. There has to be some Native American that got married to a Scottish person and they had the most annoying wedding of all time, dude. I'm telling you. Just a bunch of dudes in skirts and beads in their hair, fucking singing, screaming, and fucking playing fake instruments from Dr. Seuss. Just bullshit instruments. Bullshit instruments. Trying to tell you it's cool because it's made from a lamb's fucking abdomen, and it's like, it's not cool, dude. I don't care.
No.
I don't give a shit if that's the stomach of three goats put together, dude. I don't give a shit. That's gay. And it's annoying. It doesn't sound good. Fucking no, bagpipes can hit you in the right mood. Bagpipes are relatable. Bagpipes are relatable.
They're relatable for a fucking funeral.
God damn, bagpipes are relatable as hell, dog. I swear to God, man.
What do you know about bugles?
Bugles, I know that they're fun to put on your fingers and act like you're a witch. That's my favorite thing to do. Sometimes I'll just go in a store and open up a bag of bugles and do that with no intention of buying them. Just walk up to little kids and be like, I'm going to get you, my pretty. Just foaming at the mouth, dude. Staring the mom in the eyes, being like, you're not going to do shit if I decide to take your kid, faggot.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, dude. And take their kid and go and throw him into a vat of bubbling brew. You know, fucking.
Halloween's your favorite holiday, then, huh?
It's my dad's birthday.
It is, yes.
Yes. Well, he's dead now. I don't know if it's still his birthday because he's dead as shit. No, it's still his birthday. Sorry, Dad. Yeah.
Sorry, Papa Willis.
Sorry, man.
Were you big on Halloween as a kid?
Nah.
In your hood, back in your, out in your parts?
No bigger than anyone else was. I had a girlfriend, the same girlfriend that liked to get the rape thing. They don't like Halloween. That's another sign of like being raped as a kid, is you just become fascinated with Halloween and stuck with that. Yeah. So I'm gonna stick with that, too. You know you got raped, bitch. Quit lying to me. You at least got touched by a fucking uncle. Quit lying to me. We dated for 7 years, bitch. You're never gonna come clean on that. Swear to God, bitch. Crazy. You crazy, bitch. Man, this show's not relatable at all. I'm joking again about rape. Couldn't even go a couple of minutes, man.
Bro, I asked you about Halloween.
I know, dude. I know, Ernie. I'm trying. I'm over here fucking. I'm losing my Halloween. Yeah, man. We go wild. All right,
maybe Mischief Night, dude. Maybe Mischief Night was your night.
I've never once participated in that, dude.
Really?
I mean,
you strike me as the bad boy kind.
I mean, I saw it on an episode of Rocket Power, dude, and I think I got dissuaded from it because I think they got in trouble doing it, and I was like, man, I don't want to do that.
They did their job, then. Nickelodeon did their job.
They did, dude. Nickelodeon got at me pretty well for a lot of my years, dude. You know, and it was doing a good job because I'm getting a lot from WWE. WWE was pretty crazy back then, dude. Mm-hmm. Back in the Attitude Era, it was wild shit. Like, shit you would never expect, Ernie. Like, one storyline was fucking... Dude raped a dead body.
Oh.
Kane raped a dead body. Yeah, that was like the big thing.
I remember Kane came back to life. Well, but I didn't know that happened.
Wait, what was it? Was it Kane raped a dead body? Yeah, Kane got accused of raping this lady. I forget what they gave her a name and everything, like a fake girl. They gave her a name. But then Kane also Kane raped Lita. This is all storyline, okay?
Oh, Lita, I remember.
This all really happened. Kane rapes Lita in the storyline. She gets pregnant. Reluctantly, Lita's like, I'm going to try to make this work and have this baby. And I guess, like, Kane's, like, around her the whole time, like, that's my baby. I'm going to, like, he's lording over her, you know, like, fucking. Yeah. And she's just, like, traumatized from being raped. Like, she has rape eyes every night, dude, when she comes out in front of the crowd and she's traumatized. And she's pregnant. And then one night, Kane gets into a match with what's called a jobber, just a guy who hasn't really wrestled ever before, and he's there just to lose. Mm-hmm. And the guy's name is Gene Snitsky. And little did everyone know, they had plans for Gene Snitsky to make him more than a jobber. They wanted to make him a baby killer, dude. And they successfully did that when they had him hit Kane in the back with a chair, and Kane fell on top of Lita, having her have a miscarriage in that moment, dude. Okay?
What?
Lita has a miscarriage. Kane is shocked, and like, now, like, Kane and Lita, this miscarriage kind of brought them together, you know, like, it kind of like gave them she's like, I know it was a rape baby, but I mean, it was my baby or whatever. Yeah. And Gene Snitsky develops the catchphrase of, it wasn't my fault. And that's like, it stayed his thing, as it wasn't my fault. And he comes out one night, dude, with a baby in his arms, dude, comes out and then punts that baby to the fucking crowd, dude.
What?
Yeah, not a real baby.
No, I know, but still, this is
all WWE, dude. This is like the least of it, dude. Like,
the golden days.
Dude, they once had an 80-year-old lady get pregnant, and she gave birth to a hand. She got pregnant by a giant black man, Mark Henry, an 80-year-old lady, and then she gave birth on air to a hand, like Cousin It, dude.
What the fuck?
Or is it The Thing? The Thing is the hand. The thing.
Oh, yeah, the Adams family?
Yeah, I think it's Thing. Yeah, Cousin It's the hairy one. Yeah, sorry. Adams Family nerds. So were we talking about snacks?
Yeah, dude, back to the snacks.
I fuck with mint chocolate chip ice cream, some Andy Capp's hot fries, dude.
You actually fuck with mint chocolate chip ice cream?
Fucking love it, dude. It's the best.
That's not... I can excuse everything else but that, dude. It's toothpaste.
What, like everything else in my personality, you mean? Like everything else that's like all my like mental foibles? You can excuse all of that, but...
Yes. Yes, except the ice cream, yes.
Okay, so it's not just like toothpaste. If it is, I want whatever toothpaste you're munching on, dude, because I'll just drink it. I'll drink a tub of it. All right, Ernie, this is where I normally get people, okay? I'll get you hooked on it, all right? So you start out, if you're not too fond of the idea of it, we get you a milkshake to start, dude. A mint chocolate chip milkshake is something else, dude. You're going to it will blow your fucking mind, dude. It will blow your mind.
I know. I've had the Shamrock Shake or whatever before, and...
Not the same thing, man. I mean, maybe
I know it's
is.
Not the same... But I get it. I get the milkshake helps it, but that's still, dude, it's...
Then it's not for you, dude. I'm just saying that's why it's underrated. You know, it can't be, it's not for everyone, dude, you know? But I know that there's at least a few handful of people listening that are like, mint chocolate chip is that fucking fire, dude. I swear to God.
It is. Unrated.
It's the fire, dude. I swear to God, Ernie, I'm just gonna fucking bend you over and fuck you in front of your family. Just... In front of your entire extended family, dude. I want second cousins to come and watch me cornhole you out, dude.
That's a big audience, dude.
Just busting in that. Yeah, dude, I can.
You'll get stage fright?
No, dude. You're going to be getting fucking butt fright, dude. You're going to be getting butt tears. And butt tears. Yeah, you're going to be getting fissures. Fuck hemorrhoids, dude. We're skipping right to the next level, dude. Anal fissures, dude. Straight rips in your lining, dog, like someone stuck a fucking medieval flail up your butt.
Or like a paper cut just right in there, just...
Yeah, that's good shit, dude.
Like a nice deep one.
Relatable shit, dude. So, and Red Vines, dude, which is not Twizzlers. If you guys are like, oh, I know about Twizzlers. No, dude. Red Vines are way better than Twizzlers. They're fucking delicious. If you guys like drinking, if you like, you know, you can use Twizzlers as a straw, but it only works like one in every three Twizzlers. Every Red Vine is a perfect straw, dude. Every single one of them.
That's not a food. I'm sorry.
What's not
Twizzlers,
a food?
Twizzlers, licorice, Red Vines. This is just basically plastic. This doesn't even count. You can't even put this in any discussion of like
who is
underrated
this guy?
Snack.
Who is this fucking brown appearing white guy trying to fucking tell me about things, dude? When he has racial identity dysmorphia, dude, trying to fucking. I actually looked it up. You're referred to as transracial is what it is. You're actually a tranny. There's a Wikipedia page for it, which I thought was ridiculous. Fucking, but yeah.
Transracial. I love that. I'm going to refer to.
And that's so right. Stupid that they'll just accept that. That's like something that like you can get away with, dude. Something tells me people really wouldn't be that mad if like Kendrick Lamar decided to be a white guy tomorrow. I mean, black people would be pissed, but whites, I feel like we'd welcome them with open arms and be like, that's cool. Like no
we
one
would.
Made a,
that would be it a win.
Wasn't that weird? Like Michael Jackson did that. Like the biggest black star, like the most famous black dude in the world was just like, I'm going to turn white. And everyone was like, like there was like jokes about it and shit, but no one was like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like no one like stopped him. Like fucking it's.
You know, later. People felt, well, no, I was going to say people felt safer around him after he turned white, but that was the era where he started touching the kids and stuff.
Jesus Christ, Artie, every once in a while you say something so genuinely racist, dude, that it's just fucking crazy, dude. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean?
Normally, normally my jokes have like, you know, an air of like I'm joking to them. This man said, I mean, maybe people were more comfortable, less they were less afraid of him when he was white. It's like, yo, dude, what? Yo, dude,
no,
bro. Well, holy all right, fuck. No, I take that back. He was a very what's it called? Unthreatening. He had a very unthreatening African American face to him. So.
Holy fuck, dude.
And not that they have a threatening face to
Holy
begin with.
Holy fuck, dude. You see what I mean? Dude, it's crazy.
I'm not the one saying this stuff, dude. I'm just going off of what society
Ernest
has
said
proven.
He's one of the good ones. That's what he's trying to say, dude.
I am one of the good ones. One of the
no,
you're
trying to
say
Michael Jackson's one of the good ones.
Oh,
As in the rest of them are bad.
He tried, I guess, but he didn't do really good.
Who, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
No, he did okay, man. What didn't he do too good at? I mean, he got away with it. He died an innocent man. You fucking
did he
dance
do
his
or
ass
did
off?
The Illuminati kill him?
No, he died because he wanted to be high as shit, dude. He was getting injected with like grade A fucking drugs.
Why? What was this guy? I don't why
he
would
like being high. What do you mean why? You ever tried drugs? They rule. What the fuck are we talking about here?
I don't know, bro.
I said that. You really haven't. Have you ever tried like a paid pill before? Like for anything? Like,
yeah.
Like a Vicodin or a Percocet? Like something like that?
No, not from apart from any hospital.
You said, oh, yeah. What did you think? I meant Tylenol?
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. You said, oh, yeah. No, bro. I've definitely got down on some acetaminophen, dude. What the fuck are we talking about here? Naproxen? Yeah, no. I fucked with Naproxen, dog. Yeah, fucking.
I'm a bad boy.
Bad boy, dude. Fucking Advil? Done it. Check it off the list. And I did the PM version. What's up, dog? I got a little drowsy after taking that
NyQuil
shit.
NyQuil Extra Max fucking Power DM, dude.
That's some getting butt fuck drugs right there, dude. That's mm-hmm. some if you want to have a good night and let your rump do the thinking. You know? Take a couple PMs, let your butthole do the fucking thinking for the night, dude. Let your south mouth do the talking for you.
The south mouth. What the fuck?
Come on, Ernie, tag one in, dude. I'll do two more or something. You could do one, dude. Come on, bro. I don't got another one. I thought I had more.
I wouldn't have one, bros. South
God
mouth.
Damn. We're gonna get you swinging at these jokes, man. We're gonna get you swinging. Fucking. Oh, movies, Ernie. What's your most underrated movies? We're not done. You guys thought we were done being relatable? Fuck no, dude. I ain't done yet. This is the most relatable podcast ever of all time, dude. Fucking Ernie, give me some fucking underrated movies, dude. What is an underrated movie in your opinion, dude?
Underrated movie.
Now, here's going to be the problem with it in my mind. I'm not to cut you off, dude.
Yeah.
But I think that you've only seen fucking mainstream movies. I feel like you've never gone off the beaten path and watched like anything that was a cult classic, anything like that. You've strictly watched whatever mainstream media put in your lap. Am I wrong?
I've watched cult classics. I've watched some. I tried to get into
You told me you hated The Big Lebowski.
I didn't say I didn't finish it, first of all, but I was just like,
He messaged me and said, dog, it's dog shit, is what he said to me. And I said, yo, what the hell, Ernie? No, Ernie said he didn't get it, or whatever. That's what he said. I think that's not what it is. It didn't click.
Something like that. It just took a while to get to any point.
I mean, it's a comedy movie. You're waiting for someone to like it put the world in danger because you used the Marvel movies, dude. You're waiting for fucking Thanos to come, dude. That's what you're waiting for. You're like, it's been 20 minutes. I haven't seen Thanos yet. Where the fuck is he at, dude? Where is Tony Stark? Yes, dude. Fucking. Yeah. So what would you consider an underrated movie, though, man? I know you got one.
Well, if we're talking mainstream ones, I guess, like, I know a highly controversial one is the original Avatar. Apparently, everybody hates that movie.
Everybody really hates that movie, dude. Yeah, I've never even seen it.
I didn't know. I thought everybody loved that movie until I was on the internet for a while.
I think that movie got like a 3 point something on IMDb, dude. I think it's like universally hated, dude. It can't be that low, not three. It's probably in the fives, though. I bet you it's a 5.7. That's my guess. I'm putting in a 5.7 guess on IMDb as a...
IMDb rating, 7.9.
7.9 on the Avatar?
Mm-hmm. But,
the movie.
Yeah, the movie. Let me see
the movie that came out in like 2009.
Yep.
Fuck, dude. That's my autism. I know when movies came out, dude. That's my autism, dude. Fucking good shit. But that's so we're not even getting into all the good shit. Well, maybe we can get into
dude,
the autism.
I'm a sucker for that kind of shit. That's like fucking. That's like, you know, kind of like. I don't know. I think people don't like it because it was like a hippie liberal message about saving the earth and like anti-capitalism and all that shit.
Wait, you're talking about Avatar. You're not talking about The Last Airbender. You're talking about Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar.
Okay. First of all, Ernie, that is a beloved movie. It's probably one of the, I'm sitting here wondering, because 8 point whatever is an incredible score. I'm sitting here and it started to turn in my head. I thought you were talking about The Last Airbender, the first one they came out with that, which is a horrible movie.
No, that was a horrible movie. I hated it as a kid.
Everyone's kind of confused right now, I think, dude, except for... And maybe I was the only one that's confused. Okay.
You clarified in the beginning.
Yeah, dude, fucking... Ernie, Avatar is the furthest thing away from an underrated movie, dude. It is a critically acclaimed fucking smash hit.
I would...
It's a James Cameron film, dude.
Yes, but they say it's overrated, bro.
Oh, yes, it's clearly overrated, yes.
Everybody says it's not even... And most people go beyond that. They say it's not even a good movie at all. That's what I've always seen.
I wouldn't... No, that's just people being hipsters and trying... I've never seen it. I've never watched it because I know it's not for me. You know, I know it's not going to be something that I'm going to be like, oh, like you said, like it's the... Like, we're destroying the world that we have, you know? Look how beautiful this other world is, and we're trying to go destroy that one, too. And it's like...
Yeah.
Shut up. I get it by the commercials, dude. You're not going to blow my mind with your fucking, like, rhetoric. It's not going to fucking blow me away, Al Gore. You know? But it's just fucking... I don't know. No, that's... But no, you failed the assignment, sir. You know, they say online or they're like, you understood the assignment. You did not understand the assignment, sir. You came at me with Avatar as an underrated movie. It is such a highly touted rated movie, dude.
We could see. You could see that the fucking
Ernie,
opinion.
Look it up. I bet I'm willing to say that it's probably the top 10 most sold blockbuster movies of all time.
It is. It is.
Okay. So it can't be underrated then if it's sold more tickets than nearly every other movie that's ever came out in the history of man, dude.
So you're just
you understand.
Bad. All right, you're asking me what...
I'm talking about movie... Underrated means something that doesn't get nearly enough attention.
Yeah, I never gone that far off the beaten path, bro. You're right.
Damn, dude. Vanilla Ernie, dude.
Yeah. We went back to it. I told you.
Damn, dude, you are just a white guy, Ernie. We gotta fucking figure this out, man.
Hello, sir.
Ernie, what kind of car do you drive? Is it an overly white guy car?
You want to guess?
I don't know cars.
Oh,
so.
Shit. Well, then how are you gonna judge me by it?
I'm gonna look it up and tell you if it's a white guy car or not. I'm gonna see a picture of it.
I can already tell you it is, but it doesn't help my case, but I didn't know it was a white guy car until like years after I got it.
What is it, man?
The Volkswagen Jetta.
I know what a Volkswagen Jetta is, and yes, it is in fact a white guy car, dude.
Yes,
it's honestly, yeah, that's white guy car, dude. That's mm-hmm. so yeah, it's dope though.
Super white.
At least you didn't get like a Subaru Outback. That's a lesbian car. At least you didn't go with that, you know.
Yes, I. Yeah, I almost did back then, and then I don't know, something's got
me. You almost went Subaru Outback, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. That was your choices?
My choices were Subaru Outback, a RAV4, and a Mazda 3. Not a Miata. No, I did not like that fucking thing.
That's the gayest car, right?
Yeah.
Mazda Miata. If you drive that around, that's like telling dudes you want to put their dick in your butt.
Yes, pretty much, because it looks like a flat little dick.
Like, it's not even rape if a guy comes up and starts touching your butt whenever you're driving one of those. Like, you asked for it. It's like when swingers put a pineapple on that. Do you know about that? You probably don't. Now the show is going to become me just dirtying up your mind. So, this is for everyone. A lot of you guys might not know about this. If you ever go to, like, a vacation spot, like, you know, vacation campsites, whatever, they'll have them at beaches and shit. You know, like private campgrounds where they have villas and nice little houses you can stay in. You know, anything. Or any sort of trailer park. Anywhere you guys go on vacation. Or just drive around and look for them, dude. Pineapples. If you see someone prominently displaying a pineapple, and I don't know which way they're turned. Ernie, maybe you can look that up for me. Type in pineapple swingers. I know if it's upside down, it means something. If it's upside right, it means, like, one of them's like, I'm looking, and one of them's not looking, you know? The pineapple is a symbol to all other fucking sexual deviants that you want them to come over. You want someone to come over and put things in your wife's holes.
It is an upside down pineapple.
So the upside down pineapple, is it only the upside down pineapple is what it means? Because it could be confusing. I feel like the pineapple in general is a symbol for it, because you don't want to just have the upside down one.
It is just upside down one.
Damn, dude. Feel bad for just the normal people with regular pineapples that get blown over by the wind. You know, what if you come across one of those, dude, where it's just a laying down sideways pineapple when you're in swinger purgatory? You don't know if you're supposed to go fuck or not. What the hell, dude?
It's just like a challenge. You, like, come in and just see.
Yeah, dude. Would you get down with that, Ernie? Would you get down with the swinger lifestyle, bro?
I'm sorry, but I'm not about that, dude.
Fuck that, dude. We're going to a nudist colony. We're swinging, dog.
A nudist colony? I could probably do a nudist colony, but...
They gotta be weirdos, dude. A nudist colony, if you go to, like, a private nudist colony, you're a strange individual, man. It's gotta be just debauchery all day long. And not the hot kind either. I feel like it's a lot of loose skin slapping against each other, dude. I feel like it's not gonna be great stuff.
It is. That's not flattering to look at all day, dude. I feel like those people at some point would just get tired of... They're the least sexual people, let me put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's a... Yeah, but they're horny as hell. Dude, we should throw a couple Indians in there. That's like dropping some A-bombs on the crew, dude. It's a funny prank, dude. Like, we should, like, sign up Indian dudes for nudist colonies. Just, like, have them go in there and infiltrate. Just walking around, though. They're losing it, dude.
Everybody.
You'll be able to follow them by their pre-cum trails. Because they're just walking around. It's so just horny.
Dripping around as they're walking.
Just dripping, dude. It's like, how much can you drip, dude? I got a lot of drip. Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm dripping like a fucking faucet. I don't know what that accent was, dude. I'm not the accent guy, Ernie. Ernie used to brag me he was the accent guy. We need to really push him to do more accents, dude.
I was the accent guy, yeah. Yeah.
Damn, dude. You said Avatar when I said underrated movie. I can't get past it. I'm sorry, dude. It's crazy. It was so crazy that, like, I couldn't register it. Like, I was like, oh, he has to be talking about The Last Airbender. Like,
The Last Airbender, yeah. No, that one's actually terrible. Well, I mean, you could put it to the test, dude. Make a poll and see what people say. See what people say, because I think you'll be surprised.
What do I have to see what people say about it? You don't know what underrated means. I don't need to see what people say about one of the top selling movies of all time. It's clearly rated. If anything, it's overrated, like you said, Ernie. That means it would be the opposite of
good. I mean, bad.
The opposite of underrated, motherfucker, which is what I asked you to do. You came in and said, well, people say it's an overrated movie, and I asked you for underrated. You completely missed the assignment, dude.
I wasn't good at school.
This man sent me 16 paragraphs today explaining sociology to me, dude, and then fucking comes in with Avatar. You fucking cunt. Jeez.
Sociology.
He's sending me messages like, no, listen, this is the way that it should be. And I'm like, okay, dude, I'll do it your way. Still didn't work. And he's like, all right, man. Dude, we got some problems over here at Space Blood, dude. It's just me. I fucking...
it's really me, guys. He's just covering it.
I'm losing it, dude. I'm telling you. I'm really losing it. You guys are just going to turn on the camera in one episode. I'm just going to be here eating my own shit or something, dude. Just fucking losing my mind. Just room smeared in my own fucking waste. I don't know, dude. It's just... I'm going to pull it together. Or I won't. It can only be one of the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's relatable, right? That's super relatable. Right? Mm-hmm. Fucking... Yeah, dude. Fucking
take every day as it comes, bro.
I wanted to talk about Love on a Spectrum because that's what I've been into lately, dude, is watching a little bit of Love on the Spectrum. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to get into that, but there's not enough time. But there is enough time for me to get in a quick 10 minutes talking about this one girl's debt. So they got this girl, Abby, on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Abby, by all accounts, is a good looking girl, okay? Body's a little strange because she's autistic, I guess. I don't know, fucking, but she's like a good looking girl. I don't have to come at her body. I'm just trying to paint a picture, guys.
Yeah,
fucking sweet girl, dude. And they just kind of glaze over the first episode, which I get it. They're not trying to like harp on it, but they're introducing her family and they're like, all right, well, here's her mom. Mm-hmm. And then you would think next logically it'd be the dad, right? They're like, here's the mom, here's the brother. And I'm like, okay. No, it's like Steve or whatever, dude, that she's talking to, this like really over the top gay guy in her backyard, and she's talking to him. Mm-hmm. And the camera guy's like, so who's he to you, Abby? She's like, he's like my stepdad. So it turns out dad went gay after Abby was born, and dad lives in the backyard with his husband.
Holy fuck. What the fuck?
Lives in the backyard in a mini house with his super over the top gay husband, and they just sit around drinking wine all day, from what I could tell, dude.
Wow.
And there's just, dude, imagine being the son, like the brother of her. Uh-huh. Like, he's got like a gay dad, a kind of attractive autistic sister, which I'm sure he had to keep boys away from in high school, you know, being like, stay away from my sister and shit, dude. Like, fucking, like, she's not all there, dude, you know? Like,
Yeah,
dude, gotta like, can't have sleepovers because your fucking friends might sneak into her room and fucking pull the old I got some candy in my pants trick to her, dude. I'm like,
just take advantage,
dude. Yeah, dude, they might just pull one of them, man. It's but they really didn't give it no mind at all, dude. Like, that was the last time you see her dad or the boyfriend or anything, husband. The last time. Mom just lives in the main house with the daughter and the son, and dad's in the back just taking it in the back the whole time, dude. It's crazy. It's a crazy situation to fucking have going on, man. Just like, imagine having to tell your wife that you have two kids with, like, yeah, I'm gay, actually.
That's sad, dude.
She has to know. They have to know.
You think they know?
Part of them has to know, yes. Like, you don't spend 20 years with someone and not pick up on a few, unless you're the most fucking naive human being that's ever walked the earth. You know in your heart of hearts that dude was gay as shit the whole time.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking about cross contamination. Like, damn, dude, was his dick in a butt and then in my vagina one night, dude? Like, that's gross.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
At the height of AIDS, too, he could have just started being a gay dude in like the late 80s, early 90s, and just been in the height of AIDS.
Can you give AIDS to women?
They can get it, dude. The same way, man. Well, you can't. Vaginal sex, no. Butt sex, yeah. Pretty much AIDS is. Because what happens is capillaries rip in your butthole or whatever, dude, and it's a little bit of blood, and then it gets into your pee hole, and then you got some AIDS.
Shit. That was a lot more serious than I thought. I thought it was just like some fucking...
No, it's like blood, man. It's blood, and I mean, I think you can transfer it through spit, but it's got to be like gallons of spit. And I don't think anyone's ever actually done it. It's just a hypothetical, where if you drank like a lot of spit someone had, you could get AIDS. Which it brings back the old question. The question as old as time is, would you share a blunt with someone with AIDS?
Nope.
I mean, you don't smoke weed, so that's easy for you, dude. But like, that's my thing, is I don't even like blunts that much. I'd be like, dude, I'm cool. Fucking, I'm good, bro. Like, fucking. If he comes out, I'd let him hit the pipe, and I'd throw the pipe away after, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd make it seem like I was hitting it the whole rest of the time, like, but like never actually bring it to my mouth. Like, I would just like... Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like how like an anorexic girl is really good at shuffling her food around on a plate to make it seem like she's eating. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Like, anorexic girls have tricks for them.
Yeah,
like
dude.
Just moving the food around. Yeah, I've seen that. Seen that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. My references normally lead down a different story path. Hey, this show sucks dick, I like man. I fucking suck dick, dude. Thank you guys for listening, though. I mean, we got, what, like 5 minutes left, Ernie? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Do you think this shit was super relatable, dude? Do you think people are going to come away from this being like, I feel like I'm closer to Willis now, dude. He showed me his relatable side, and I, too, like red vines and mint chocolate chip ice cream. Do you think anyone's going to come away like that?
I think so. Well, you didn't tell him your fucking underrated movie. You're fucking just ripping on me the whole time. I don't know what your underrated movie is.
Well, you brought Avatar to the... mine's Forrest Gump, guys. My fucking underrated movie's Forrest Gump. The fuck are we talking about? What's the new one that just came out? Oppenheimer is my underrated movie, guys. I don't think it got enough playtime. The fuck are we talking about here, Ernie? If a movie gets a big box office sequel, it's not underrated, dude. Avatar 2, I'm pretty sure, sold crazy, didn't it?
It sold crazy, but that one was underrated, too.
Is it? It came out? Was it good? Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah? It was good. But that one, people said that one sucked.
Oh, I'll say my underrated movie real quick, but I want to get into I like Without a Paddle, dude. I feel like it's underrated. Fucking, there's a few movies like that that are, like, really
Isn't
good.
Isn't that a cult classic?
No, Without a Paddle is nowhere near a cult classic. It's just a fucking movie that got made that no one paid attention to. And it's not saying it's a great movie, but I'm saying it's enjoyable as fuck to watch. Like, there's a good core cast of Matthew Lillard, Seth Green, and Dax Shepard. It's a good cast. And I like fucking friendship ensemble movies, dude, where they're like just buddies palling around, getting together, and trying to make the best of the worst bad situations, dude. So I like that shit. But I wanted to say... What I wanted to get, because you made me think, dude, the Avatar, have you seen these 4K movie theaters?
No.
This shit up, dude.
Like the
Bring
IMAX?
It up. Nobody, you're not. I'm about to blow your fucking mind, dude. TikTok showed me this. 4K movie theaters, type it on YouTube and bring them up, dude.
IMAX is more than 4K.
Not 4K. Fucking, what is it called?
4D?
4D, my bad, guys. 4D. Have you seen these?
I think I went to one, dude, when I was...
No, you would know if you went to one of these, dude. It's a roller coaster. It fucking moves, and they fucking throw rain at you. Should they give you a poncho if it's a rainy movie, dude? They send you in there with a poncho?
Is it that bad? I mean, back when I went to... There was one back at Disney back way when I was a kid where it's like, they like sprinkle water on your face and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, dude, this is like that on crack, dude. This is like the seats move completely the whole time. I watched these black people watching The Exorcist on one, and they didn't know what it was going to be. Uh-huh. Like the kids took their grandparents there, and the grandparents had no idea what was going on. And she was like, man, what the hell? Like, I love that shit.
The short, maybe? I see a lot of black people there.
Maybe, dude. It could be.
Ashley! Look at me!
Look at snow, lightning, bubbles, fog. An epic cinema experience. All right, get rid of it. I would hate it, I feel like, dude.
The Nun in 4D? Is this what you're talking about?
No, dude, you're not going to find it, dude. It was just on, like, Instagram, dude, or something. Mm-hmm. TikTok, I mean. Yeah, they just found a way to make the movie theater shake and stuff. And the seats move. Look at that YouTube thumbnail. The seats move. What? Oh, like that's what they like. You're pitching it to me, like, well, you're gonna get wet. And they, I mean, I guess it's cool. They make smells and stuff too. They flood it with smells for different scenes. Which, like, how far do we go with that? You know,
that's it's been around. The smells has been around since that. I'm telling you, the Disney. We went to A Bug's Life, and there's like a stink bug that comes up at some point, and it farts on you, and then they spray basically like fart spray out of the seats.
Did you guys smell farts?
Yeah, they sprayed fart, like, you could see the little dispenser right in the seat in front of you, and it, like, you can hear it go, psst, and it fucking sprays you, basically.
Oh, like a dog's fart.
Like a dog's fart. Just like a nice,
Poof. I like that. Yeah, no, that's good shit, dude. That's, if you guys are looking to have, like, a roller coaster movie experience, that exists, apparently. That's relatable. So, I hope you guys enjoy that shit, too. Hey, we made it to an hour, guys.
Was that your only fucking movie, dude, Without a Paddle?
I could have some more, Ernie, but we've elapsed our time, dude. I feel I've elapsed my relatability. It's giving me a fucking headache, dude. I hate it so much, man. I fucking want to just talk about raping black people, dude. I want to talk about raping black people. That's what I want to talk about, dude. That's it, man. I want to talk about Asians and
all the other things, man. Indian boys that rap well, you know, that's my shit, dude.
Well, can we get it out a little bit? He
brought me fucking pepperoni pizza and the Avatar, dude. That's what he fucking brought me, dude. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I gave you other ones.
I don't give a shit, dude. It was funny. Everything. The end of the day, I just want the show to be funny, and I want someone to get a fucking jolly out of it, dude. You know? That's
it,
dude. Whoa, yeah. I don't like when you say it, dude. It's not inappropriate. I don't know, dude. You said I got a jolly.
I got a jolly out of it, is what I wanted to say.
Just pictured your dick as a little watermelon rancher, dude. A little jelly rancher, dude. A little fucking...
Talking about ranchers, Jolly Ranchers suck.
Jolly Ranchers do kind of suck, dude. They get stuck in your teeth horrifically, dude.
Yeah.
That's the one candy that just immediately embeds itself in the bottoms of your teeth, dude, so quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's never coming out until you fucking, I don't even know, brush your teeth, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, we'll be back with more shit soon, dude. I'm going to hit you guys with some more, I don't know, stuff. And, Ernie, you want to tell them what your thoughts are, dude? What are your thoughts on this relatable last episode we just fucking delivered to these people?
Yes, guys. Try to get a little bit more cultured because, you know, you never know when you're going to get a fucking movie test and be asked the fucking underrated movies that you think whatever that there are. And and you're going to fail it completely like me. So,
or just like, if you don't know what the word underrated means, ask someone or Google it.
That too.
You know?
That too.
Just don't be mad whenever you don't know what words mean and you completely got it wrong, dude. What the fuck? Pretty much asked you for the color red and you brought me a big heaping color, a whole pot of blue, dude. You were like, blue. Here you go. I was like, damn, bro. But no, dude, it's great. You're such a wonderful sweetheart, dude. Don't ever listen to
me. I'm the reason Willis is spiraling, guys.
I wish you were, dude. I could handle that. Fucking life just sucks dick, dude. Fucking. All right, guys. Thank you so very much for everything. And I'll fucking see you when I see you. You know? Go and, I don't know, do something. Do something with your life today, man. Don't be a fucking faggot about it. Go do something. Later, dude.